Plenty going on in the city of Greater Bendigo with the time at 12 to 8. And let's catch up with the CEO, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Up and about this morning, out for your walk. Should be fairly brisk, I would suggest.
Yeah, did get out this morning and it was had the beanie on, Robbo.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the beanie, mate. Yeah.
And well rugged up. Yeah. Minus two or thereabouts.
Yeah. You haven't got one of those hats with the flaps down the side, have you? It's that kind of weather today. Because someone in this studio does have one.
And it's not you, Steve.
It's not me.
We did mention balaclavas this morning.
All right.
We didn't have access to one.
Yeah. When I was living in Ireland, I always, saw those hats with the fur inside and the big long flaps, and you can sort of under the chin. I thought, never in my lifetime would you catch me wearing one of those.
But don't they fold up a bit so you can wear them as a cap in summer?
Oh, they still look ridiculous, but there comes a point where the ridiculousness does not matter. So that's where I'm at the moment.
Staying warm is important.
Exactly. Now, the councillors, some of them getting out and about, pressing the flesh, kissing babies.
Trying to catch up with people and understand how they love living where they live and how they like working where they work and playing where they play. So, councillors from the different wards get out about in their listening posts and want to catch up with as many people as they possibly can. So, at Axdale General Store tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. to 5:30, the Epilock Ward councillors, so that's Councillor O'Rourke, Evans and Penner, will be out there to catch up with anyone that wants to pop in and have a chat. And then on Sunday, 18th of July, that's Friday next week, not tomorrow.
Right.
Friday next week, 16th of July, and then the 18th of July is the Bendigo Showgrounds Market, which is a great place to have a listening post because you've got an audience already there. So the Whipstick Ward councillors, so Councillor Fagg, Councillor Metcalf and Councillor Sloan will be there from 10 till 11:30. So that's Sunday week. Anyone that's there, pop up and have a chat because they want to learn as much as what they can about how the community's going and what the community's needs are, and that helps them with their decision-making as they go about their business.
So you've got another white night coming, Craig. Tell us a bit about that.
So we had one, when was that, 2019, I think, winter.
Sounds right.
And that was a great event, 60,000 people in the centre of Bendigo for a number of hours, and everyone that went to that I thought was came away thinking, what an amazing event. We've been able to secure another one in October this year. I'm pretty sure it's the 2nd of October. So put that in your diary. It's going to be another free event, but we're looking for hospitality venues and mobile food traders. We want to be able to support and feed and water the crowd that comes in for that event, so looking forward to that. We're inviting expressions of interest from hospitality vendors to help us out with that.
Okay.
But it sort of fits on with Awaken that's on at the moment, in that it's amazing what you can do with light and sound and night, darkness.
Yeah.
It was an amazing show last time and really look forward to seeing it again this year.
Terrific stuff. Now, we reported yesterday on the delivery of organic caddy liners and, of course, in the news today too, question without notice, but a little bit of controversy too about the contract being awarded.
Yeah, so everyone's got a caddy liner in their household, in their caddy bin. We deliver these every year, so there's probably 50,000 of them acquired every year. We went to tender for the next round of provision of those caddy liners. I think there were three tenders. We awarded it to an Australian-owned and based tenderer. I think I understand that the bags are made in China, and that's the controversy that's come out of this. Now, when we go to tender, we obviously have a number of tender evaluation criteria, which say we want best value for the community, we want to be efficient in the spend of money, we want to get quality, we want to make sure that the contractor can deliver what we ask them to deliver. We talk about locally made and produced and support local business. So all those criteria have a percentage of evaluation. It's come out that the one we awarded it to was the best value overall. So some people will disagree with that in terms of where the product's made, but there's a number of different criteria that are taken into consideration to enable us to make what we think's a good decision.
Yeah. No, well explained, and appreciate you taking that question without notice. Unfortunately, time's against us this morning, Craig, so we're going to have to leave it there, even though Jenny, in her fantastic work that your assistant does, has sent through a whole host of things, but we'll have to leave some of them until next week, when in fact Vicky Mason will join us, because you're having a week off.
I am having one week off, just go for a little drive around the state, so that'll be nice. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, enjoy that, and thanks as always. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Good. Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call.
And if you're afraid you missed anything, we've covered both of the other subjects that Craig was discussing in our previous news bulletins. So, yeah, we've not left anything out.
You can check it out on goldcentralvictoria.com.au, just under local news. You'll find all the news you need to know there.